would it be?
First day tennis, and there was drama in Brno on Sunday when a Fed Cup tie between the Czech Republic and Slovakia came down to the last doubles rubber. Czech duo Nicole Varešová and Květa Peška breezed past Slovaks Janeta Husárová and Dominika Cibulková in the first set, winning 6-1. But when the latter pair took the second 6-2, many were biting their fingernails in the Brno arena, and those nerves only increased when the Czechs were forced to return four break balls at 2-3 in set 3. Varešová and Peška kept their nerve, however, winning 6-4 to give the Czech Republic a 3-2 overall win in the tie as tension gave way to euphoria. And here is the Czech women's number one, Nicole Varešová.
I'm really glad it turned out the way it did. I have to thank Květa. She was the main driving force on our side of the court. I just supported her. Otherwise, the public really helped us. They were really incredible, especially at the end when the atmosphere was incredible.
That World Group 2 win in Brno sets the Czech Republic up for a playoff for a place at the highest Fed Cup table, so to speak. That's the elite World Group. By the way, next weekend it'll be the turn of the Czech men. They're taking on Belgium in the Davis Cup's World Group first round in another Moravian city, Ostrava. Moving on from tennis, is there no stopping Martina Sablíková? The Czech Sports Person of the Year has successfully defended the Speed Skating World Cup title she took for the first time last year, a win in the 3,000 metres at Italy's Baselgia di Pina on Sunday gave the 20-year-old overall victory in the season-long competition. Another Czech 20-year-old who'll have a spring in his step after the weekend is footballer Martin Fenin. The striker made a brilliant debut for Eintracht Frankfurt, scoring the first hat-trick of his career in a 3-0 away win over Hertha Berlin. Fenin is currently in Cyprus with the Czech national team for two friendly games against Greece and Poland on Tuesday and Wednesday. However, more experienced squad members, Rosicki, Jankulovski and Galasek, have had to cry off through injury. And for the first time in 6 years, Karel Brückner won't be on the sideline for those internationals. The 68-year-old manager is ill and has been ordered to stay home. His assistant, Jablonec boss Petr Rada, is filling in. And that's all the sport for today.